We have the magic touch. So they say. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this is Alt Latino. And it's been a while since we've looked at new releases, because we've been here, we've been there, we've been doing a lot of different things. We've had guest DJs.
Lots of music festivals.
And we just have a ton of music stacked up, ready to play. We have lots of new music. And we're going to start off this show with something that Jasmine brought in, but I would have brought in as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, it was on my list of stuff to do. No, really? Seriously. This is a new release called Magic Touch by one of our favorite DJs, Chico Man.
Hey, Felix, por favor.
That was short but sweet. I really like that track.
Well, I want to dedicate this week's show to Maite Ravenous, who follows Alt Latino, and she says, "Amo Alt Latino. Es una de las razones por las cuales caminar bajo la perpetua lluvia de Southeast Alaska no es una tortura." Alt Latino is one of the reasons walking under the perpetual rain of Southeast Alaska is not torture. Maite, this was for you. This is that very 80s throwback, very Miami, right? It has a very, what is it? Like very Gloria Estefan
sort of
throwback.
I mean, which is interesting.
Miami Sound Machine.
I don't know I would go that far, because I think he's from New Jersey, Chico Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is from New Jersey. And I don't know that I would go that far. He's got his own take on it. There's a little bit of tropical stuff there, but it's, I really like his groove.
Well, when I hear the song Magic Touch, I just I imagine myself dressed in white on a little yacht. No, I want a big yacht.
Okay. I've got some new music from a sample that our colleague Lars Gotrich sent us. It's a sample, it's a compilation of Brazilian electronica. And every track on there I thought was pretty amazing. But we're going to play one track. This is the artist Silo Samples, and this is a song, I'm going to try not to butcher the pronunciation, Amerlias Polominesas.
What? Wait, let me see that.
Hold on. Right?
I can't actually say.
Okay, so let's just play it. Thank you. This is one of those tracks that what's going on in the background is, to me, more intriguing than what's actually happening in the foreground. Because there was that same little rhythm of the guitar, which is kind of chopped up in and of itself. It's almost played backwards if you listen very closely. And it's repeated over and over. But all those little sounds and those little experiments that he did with rhythm, that's in the background, but it's really the foreground.
What do you mean played backwards?
Okay, so let me show you. I'm going to play it from this part right here. That's the part, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't...
I can hear, like, the cut.
Yeah, and it doesn't let it play all the way through. It doesn't let the notes resonate, right?
Right.
So, to me, that adds another layer of sound to
it. That's beautiful.
See, listen right here.
Yeah.
And there's everything else on top of it.
That's wonderful.
See, I mean, this is, believe it or not, this is the kind of thing that the rare times when I do work out, I go to the treadmill, right? I love to listen to stuff on treadmill because there's so much stuff in the background. I just listen to it over and over and over again. And that's what this album, you know, this is from Spin Magazine website. And one of their writers did a great interview featuring the producer of this album, a guy named Chico Dub from Brazil. And there's a really fantastic interview with this producer guy talking about the current electronica music scene in Brazil.
Which is huge.
It's gigantic. It's a great interview. And I listened to every single one of the tracks trying to decide which one. This is an amazing album. And we're going to put the link on our website so you can read the interview. And you can actually, they're offering the album as a download. You can just download it. You don't have to pay for it.
That's fantastic. I'll check that out.
Yeah, so that was my cut for this week's show.
I love that. Thanks for bringing that in.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What do you have next?
Do you want to, well, since we're in Brazil, should we just swing by Argentina?
Let's go. We're right there.
Let's listen to Freak Stylers. This is from their debut LP, En Son de Paz. This is the song Watch Out.
Thank you.
Me mata. Me encanta. So good.
Tell us about these guys. Who are they?
These are the Freakstylers. They're from one of our favorite record labels of all time, ZZK in Argentina. And it's Rafa Caivano and Lisandro Sona. And they recorded this in Mexico City. It's taking that ZZK. You know, ZZK is a label that has really adopted. It has a sound that you hear it and you're like, that's ZZK, which is that mix of folk and really great electronic beats. And they've really made a name for themselves as doing that. They're just the best in their game.
Right.
And I feel like Freakstylers here is taking it a step further. There's still elements of cumbia, but it's almost, okay, so here's what it is. Like, one of my favorite ZZK records, or an artist, is Chancha Villa Circuito. Mm-hmm. And he fuses folk music, traditional Argentine and South American folk music, with electronic. And it's equal parts, but the folk part is just really heavy and intense and beautiful. And the electronica complements it. And in this track we just heard, the electronica is almost like overpowering. But it's good in a good way. It's a little less cumbia, a little less folk, and more electronica, but it's good. A lot of the music we're playing on today's show is A, very throwback, and also very instrumental, trance-like.
Well,
we have a few songs with lyrics.
We're finishing the show with vocalists.
Yeah, it's like when we have something to say, we say something important.
Okay, you brought something else in. Tell us about this next one.
Do you want to listen to Royal Highness?
Oh, I met him at South by Southwest. Of course I do.
Okay, let's listen to Royal Highness featuring El Dusty. This is Fiesta Colombiano, Colombian Party.
Thank you.
Oh my God, this is... Oh, this is knocking me out.
So good, right?
Oh my gosh.
These guys could remix the phone book and I would dance to it.
Just so creative, you know, and he's a very nice guy. Like I said, I met him at South by Southwest in Austin. Introduced myself, very nice young man. That's how I would describe him. But incredibly creative. Listen to this. The rhythms that are going on here, when he started that song off and he just like this frenetic cumbia on top, but then he stripped away and just did this really slow, almost like a scrumbia style, but the bass part and the rhythm part of the cumbia that he's playing is already there.
And again,
he just emphasized it. It's just fantastic.
And again, I mean, I really don't know a lot of artists who are doing this. He's pretty unique. They are, it's a duo. They're called Royal Highness, and this is their new EP, Sakala Moi. I think that's how you say it. And
he did say he had something new that was gonna.
So good.
This I can't get enough.
I mean, if I listen to this on the treadmill, I will waste away into a toothpick because I'll just go so hard.
Again, just so many creative ways to do this. I was just thinking about that while I would walk up and down the streets of Austin during South by Southwest, and you can literally hear bands in every bar, in every door. There's music coming out. And it was always like a variation of the 4/4 rock theme, okay?
Right.
Rock music, things that you've heard before. But that's the thing about some of these Latin alternative artists or whatever we want to call them. They have, it's such a wider palette, and there are so many more rhythmically interesting things going on. It's just, to me, it's just endlessly fascinating, as I said. This this is a perfect example. So good job, guys, and thanks for sending that, because we want to hear more of it.
Who should we listen to next? Should we listen to Ana Mora from Desfado?
Let's do that. Let's change up the pace just a little bit.
A lot. We're about to hit the break.
We're going to mellow out and go into the chill out room in the back of the club right now and do...
Never been to that room.
A trio of vocalists to end the show, because we've got some really strong vocalists. The first one...
Ana Mora from Portugal. This is from the album Desfado, and it's a song, Cuando el sol espreitar de novo. And I think, audience, correct me if I'm wrong, it means when the sun peeks out again.
Jamais eu fui capaz de perder com silêncio. Depressa mudo e só depois dou conta de arrasto na verdade que me pega. E só quer tentar lutar com
sometimes we talk about, well, I talk about enjoying voices that aren't so polished and perfect, you know, the kind of voices that, I don't know, shows like American Idol cultivate, mm-hmm. you know, that are just pitch perfect, polished products. Anna Moda's voice is undeniably beautiful.
Right.
But there's also a raspiness. There's, it's weathered. That's a voice of someone who has lived through life.
And has a lot of character to
Absolutely.
Her voice.
Absolutely. My first experience with Fado music was brought to me by Gustavo Santaolalla, the Argentine producer. He was on our show and he shared another Fado singer. I think her name is Cuca, right?
I think so.
And I just started listening to this Fado music and falling in love with it. Fado is a Portuguese musical style. And the vocalist, the fadista, is accompanied by, how do you say, guitarra clásica?
Acoustic guitar.
And so, and this, I love this because, you know, there's a weight to this music. And fado, the word fado, comes from the Latin word fatum, which means fate.
Huh, interesting.
Destiny.
Didn't know that.
And one of the oldest fado songs which is out there, which is known to us, is called Fado do Marinheiro, the sailor's fado. And think about that, because if you think about, how do you say Lisboa? Lisbon?
Lisbon.
Lisbon in Portugal. You know, these are sailors' towns. They were in all the important maritime routes.
Right.
So a lot of this music was spread through the ocean.
Right.
You know, and it was informed by the culture of sailors. And it's just, the lyrics are so beautiful. The Fado do Marinheiro says, Perdido la no mar alto, un pobre navio andava, ya sem bolacha e sem rumbo, a fome a todos matava. Lost in the high seas, a poor boat was lost, with no direction. The hunger was killing them all.
Wow.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan of Fado too, and I really like some of the older singers. But then there's like three or four newer singers that are carrying on that original tradition. So this is a great find. Very good. And let's continue our streak of vocalists with, let's see. Oh, something I brought in. This singer's name is Maria de Pilar, and her album is called Songs en Canciones 1. This song is called Miss Funeral, and I'll tell you a little bit more about...
Miss Funeral?
Miss Funeral.
Like Señorita Funeral?
Right.
Okay.
Miss Funeral.
Not a funeral that you missed.
Right. Thank you for that, yes. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the artist, but this, again, is the song Miss Funeral.
Oh,
Whoa, what the hell just happened?
I was...
Dude, stop dancing in your chair.
I stopped the song by mistake on the computer.
Felix was dancing like a maniac. Oh. You need to get up and walk away from the console if you're going to do the robot.
Well, you know, what I was doing... Should we play the song? Should we play the rest of the song?
Can we play the rest of the song? And try and sit moderately still.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Okay. So I stopped the song by accident.
You were so into that.
Because I was fascinated by what she and her musicians did on the song, because it's in 7. It's in 7/4. And as I was explaining, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2. So you're expecting an 8th note at the end, because they come in groups of 4. But 7 gives it a little choppy feel at the end. It gives it a whole different texture, a whole different feel, and it's just the snare and the guitar, maybe a bass in the background. Yeah, and her vocals on top of it just really stand out as a result of it.
Who is this? Where is she? Okay. Tell me her story.
This is Maria de Pilar. She was the former vocalist for a band called Los Abandoned.
Okay.
From Chile. She's from Chile. This is her second solo album. You know, before, you may recognize her. She went by another name, Pilar Diaz, before. But Maria de Pilar is actually her name. So this is from her new album. This is from her new album, Songs and Canciones 1.
I like this. I like this a lot.
The album's very interesting because there's some dance floor stuff. There is almost some rockish stuff. But this one I really like because of that rhythm that on the guitar. So, you know, it's the drummer in me, I guess. And then the dancer in me, because I stopped the song in the middle. I'm so sorry. I'll make up for it. We're going to finish with a song that we both were going to bring in. We fought over who was going to bring this song in.
This is La Santa Cecilia doing a very beautiful new single called El Hielo, or Ice. And should we just listen to it a little bit and then talk about it?
Let's just before we do that, let's talk a little bit about it first. Because I saw them a couple of times at South by Southwest. And I have to say that Marisol's voice, she's not even singing anymore. It's like it's pushing it out in a force of nature that just gives me chills. And the band is so good as a whole. They're so tight. And with this new album they have coming out, this song in particular, it addresses some of the social concerns that people are paying attention to. So they're putting together all this great artistic effort into
telling a cause.
A cause and talking about things that are going on in the world. So it's not...
And specifically what they're talking about is immigration. ICE stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And everyone, I was reading that the guys from La Santa Cecilia are all children of immigrants. And in this song, they narrate different stories of immigrants and what it means to live your life except for the looming fear that someone's going to pick you up out of your life as if you lived in a dollhouse and throw you away.
Ice, water frozen solid. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, El Hielo.
Eva pasando el trapo sobre la mesa y está cuidando que todo brille como una perla. Cuando llegue la patrona, que no se vuelva a quejar. No sea cosa que la acuse de ilegal. José atiende los jardines, parecen de Disneyland. Maneja una troca. loca vieja sin la licencia. No importa si fue taxista allá en su tierra natal. Eso no cuenta para el tío Sam. El hielo anda suelto por esas calles. Nunca se sabe cuándo nos va a tocar. Marta llegó de niña y sueña con estudiar, pero se le hace difícil sin los papeles. Se quedan con los laureles los que nacieron acá, pero ella nunca deja de luchar. El hielo anda suelto por esas calles. Nunca se sabe cuándo nos va tocar. Lloran los niños, lloran a la salida. Lloran al ver que no llegará mamá. Uno se queda aquí, otro se queda allá. Eso pasa por salir a trabajar. Uno se queda aquí, otro se queda allá. Eso pasa por salir a trabajar.
There are a couple of songs I think that speak to the immigrant experience, and I think that one is added to the list.
Oh, it's wonderful, and lyrically it's both simple and very real. I mean, sometimes when you hear immigrant stories, there doesn't need to be a lot of added poetry because they already are poetic and almost biblical or mythological enough in their struggle, you know? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the Odyssey?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And so in doing these lyrics that are just quite simple, you know, Marta got here when she was a kid and now she wants to study and she can't.
I think 20 years down the road that we'll be looking back on these days as Santa Cecilia, La Santa Cecilia, as the beginnings of a very long and lasting career, because these guys are just so talented.
Yeah, my other favorite lyric that they sing is El hielo anda suelto por estas calles, nunca se sabe cuándo los va a tocar. That's the most poetic imagery they give beyond these everyday stories, that the ice is loose on these streets. You never know when it's going to touch you. Speaking of ice and cold, Maite, I hope we warmed up your day a little bit under the pouring rain of Southeast Alaska.
Oh my gosh, Alaska, thank you so much for writing in. We really appreciate that. And we want to remind you that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety, especially the song that I stopped halfway through. If you want to hear the whole song without it stopping, you can go check out
without Felix dancing through it and shutting it off.
Oh my God. You can check it out at our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The conversations we have here, they keep going.
And always check in Alt Latino Radio. You can find that on our website at npr.org/altlatino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Thank you so much for listening to Alt Latino, trying to keep you guys warm all the time.
Wherever you are.
En particular los que tienen miedo a una tormenta de hielo.
Uno se queda aquí, otro se queda allá. Eso pasa por salir a trabajar.